This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist is not retiring. He issued a statement last week saying rumors of his imminent departure from the bench are just plain wrong. But the justice is unquestionably ailing. He's 80 years old. He's suffering from thyroid cancer. He has difficulty walking. We were wondering how previous justices have coped with illness while on the court, an institution, of course, whose members all have lifetime tenure. Joining us is Emily Bazelon. She's legal analyst for our contributors at the online magazine Slate. Emily, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Before we get to the Chief Justice, let me just note that the Associated Press is saying all Washington is abuzz with the name of Judge Edith Clement of the U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans, a perhaps nominee coming from the White House to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who indeed is retiring. What do you know about Judge Clement?
Judge Clement isn't going to give the liberal opposition groups a lot of obvious ammunition to fight her nomination if that's what they choose to do, because she just hasn't written anything particularly notable, either as an appellate court judge or off the bench, or at least nothing particularly controversial that's come to light so far. There's one decision that in which she joined a dissent in a case involving environmental protection. It was a case about whether developers could be blocked from building on a site where there were 6 endangered bug species living in a cluster of limestone caves. And Judge Clement joined a dissent arguing that protecting the bugs to preserve what was called the interdependent web of species by the rest of the court was not something that lay within Congress's power under the Commerce Clause.
All right. Thank you for that, Emily. And we'll wait to see if these rumors prove correct in the coming days. How about what rule does the Constitution set for holding judicial office, even if one appears to be infirm?
Well, the Constitution says that judges, quote, shall hold their offices during good behavior. And so that gives them life tenure as long as they want to continue in office.
And what are the pluses and minuses of that standard, do you think?
The pluses are that it gives judges a lot of independence. The minuses are that when a justice or judge retires is an entirely individual decision, and some judges may decide to stay in office quite a long time. Since 1950, the average age on the Supreme Court has risen to 77, and that has caused one judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Richard Posner, to quip that the judiciary has become the nation's premier geriatric occupation.
Well, we don't want to imply anything about the Chief Justice, but are there examples of judges who've stayed on the bench too long?
Yes, there are. One good example comes from the 1860s. Justice Robert Greer had a stroke, and he was stricken with paralysis in the summer of 1867. But he stayed on the court all the way until 1869.
Any other good examples?
Yes, there's Justice Ward Hunt, who was struck speechless with paralysis in January 1879, but he was 3 years short of the service he needed to get a pension, and so he stayed on the court all the way until 1872.
Completely paralyzed and unable to act?
Unable to write opinions and unable to take part in his work on the bench for the most part.
Well, what about today? What if something like that happened, or a Supreme Court justice slipped into a coma suddenly or became so incapacitated they couldn't act to actually resign? Could he or she be removed from office?
He or she could, but it would take an act of Congress to impeach that justice. There is a law that Congress passed in 1980 that prevents other judges on the federal bench from staying when their colleagues think they can't perform their duties anymore. Their colleagues can join together and write a letter, and then the president can appoint a replacement. But that law, as far as I can discern, does not apply to the Supreme Court. And so it's really up to the justices of the Supreme Court to make their own arrangements so that if something were to happen to them in the event of an emergency or the sort of situation you were talking about, there's someone who can step in and say that they can make a decision to help that justice step down.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon. She's legal analyst for our partners at the online magazine Slate and for Day to Day. Emily, thank you.
Thanks very much.